couple that with the insecurity of having been displaced, and in some cases, many of these women are also living in temporary shelters, which makes privacy an issue, as well as having to deal with the ongoing conflict and dealing with bombs, with checkpoints, with getting to where they're supposed to, as well as taking care of a family in many cases as heads of households.
Despite the situation that is going on now in Syria, you're able to do your work thanks to the funding that you're receiving.
The Central Emergency Response Fund has been critical in ensuring that we are able to fill the necessary gaps where staff are concerned. So we've set up mobile teams where facilities are unavailable. They're able to provide not just the actual maternal health services for antenatal care, but also to define who would be most vulnerable and also give some forms of psychosocial support to the communities and health education and awareness.
I don't know if you can just give us an idea of what is it like to be working under such conditions?
Well, it's very difficult to describe. Physically, it's very uncertain, and there's a continuous heavy weight of anxiety amongst particularly the national staff who are concerned for their personal safety as well as that of their families, but also for, I think, the safety of the office and our ability to continue to deliver on the ground. Just to give you an example, we have the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, who are a very formidable partner in the humanitarian response. And in the course of the last year and a half, they have lost 7 of their staff members, some of whom are very close to the people in our office and who they know. We lost a staff member from the UN earlier this year to the conflict as well. And I think it's the constant anxiety of what's going to happen today and will we be able to continue to deliver. That's on the very negative side. On the positive side, I think the strength of the humanitarian response has given our staff a lot of incentive to come to work. It's provided them with a sense of belonging to the United Nations and also to the work that we do. It's given them, if I can be so bold as to say, a reason to get up and come to work and to try and do something to alleviate the suffering that we find on the ground. In that respect, I think the humanitarian response plan that we have and the program that's on the ground in Syria has been a very positive incentive both to the staff and to the population that's affected.